KFKX Mobile.
For AGX, KF4 in XY, David.
David, it's Patrick, KO4, HKX Hotel. How are you today?
I'm okay for an old man, for the shape I'm in.
Morning.
I didn't get up early and get on the radio this morning.
I wouldn't be up that time of day if I didn't have to be either.
Sometimes I get up early and get started, and sometimes I just get up for a few minutes and take an after breakfast nap.
Neither.
The older I get, the more a nap is appealing to me.
I want a good afternoon nap. I like to take one on Sunday when I get home from church.
We went to church Sunday and had a good service. Well, what you out doing this afternoon? I know, you know, you're out and about working, but I don't remember what your profession is.
A Matsco tool franchise. I sell tools to mechanics and other people that need them.
I'll keep that in mind. You might could put me on to a good mechanic when I need one.
Help you, but that's definitely hard to do anymore.
You got a good mechanic named Mike. I don't even know his last name, but he's over there in Pelzer, got a shop over there, but he works on the big 18-wheelers, but he works on my cars for me, and he stays so busy that, you know, if I take something over there with an issue, it's going to be at least a week before I get it back.
That's about the normal, because anybody that's worth their salt has got more work than they can do, and it's hard to get it all done and make everybody happy.
I totally understand that. I'll take something over there and leave it with him, and you know, he'll call me when it's ready. And I've got enough old vehicles here that I still got a way to go if I do have a problem or something.
Always try to keep a spare vehicle around. You just never know when you might need it.
I'm worked on with my mom's old car, and the air conditioning needed charging, and the idiot light had come on, and I checked it, and it, you know, it was something to do with the coil packs and the plugs, so I took it to him, and he got it all straightened out, and it's running fine now.
It's hard to get anything done right now. If you do find somebody that can get to it, it's hard to get the parts to fix it.
Yeah, my brother-in-law looking at my lawnmower. I was talking to somebody on here the other day. He was right humorous describing the lawnmower issues he had. Oh, yeah, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he wound up accepting a part-time job at the guy's shop because he went to the guy's shop and worked on his own lawnmowers with the supplies that the guy had.
Sad. Pretty much anywhere you go anymore, if you're willing to help out, they'll offer you a job.
And I can't remember who it was, but he's going to be working every Tuesday.
How with that? Price of everything going up, you're going to have to work as much as we can. So, either that or cut way back on things, whichever works for you.
I think he was retired like me, and he said I'd give him a little pocket money, you know, go buy radios or, you know, something like that, you know, put a little pocket change.
Definitely nothing wrong with that, is there?
Not at all. If I could, you know, pick up $100 a day doing something on the side, I'd do it, but I'm not that handy with mechanical stuff. I mean, even the simple stuff anymore, I take it to somebody else. I have a tendency to torque it down too tight and then ring it off. And you really got a big job to fix.
Been in wrenches for 20 years, and I've seen a lot of that. Guys breaking stuff off and then having to fix it because they didn't want to torque it right.
Did that to the water pump on my Mustang back when I was about 17 years old. And make a long story short, we wound up putting another motor in the car.
Was it one of them long bolts that go through the water pump and through the front cover?
It was, and, you know, I wrung it off, and we tried using an ease out to get it out and put another bolt in there, but water pump, you know, it was a big leaking issue from then on, so it was a little six-cylinder engine, so we located another six-cylinder and pulled that motor out and put the other one in, so I made a whole lot more work for myself than the original job would have been if I had took it to somebody else, but hey, when you're 15, 16 years old and your parents are divorced and money's tight, you try and work on stuff yourself.
That's exactly what you're talking about. That's one of the reasons I became a mechanic. I couldn't afford to pay somebody else to work on mine, so I had to learn how. And ended up making a career out of it. And then I ended up hating it because you can't make people happy anymore.
I understand that. Sometimes dealing with the public, they can be kind of unreasonable and go on to something else. I worked for the county for a good while, the job I had. Seemed like the area I was in, I had more supervisors than I had fellow workers, so I was glad to finally retire out of that and just, you know, hang out and do what I want to do now.
Poor ACX. Yeah, it's never a good situation when you got more supervision than you do labor to help.
Didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but that's the way that particular organization was run. Well, Patrick, I'm kind of tied up to repeater longer than I intended to, so you have a good afternoon out there, and stay hydrated, and don't get too hot. I know it's very, very warm, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, David, I'm clear on your final.
Well, 7-3 is David. Good to talk to you today. I hope you have a good afternoon. KF4HX, and I'll be clear.